What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff. And today we have a special guest.
Say hello.
What's going on? TKP Media here.
What's going on, Phil?
My friends over here at C4 Lifestyle. Have to check this out, see what they're about.
It's great. He's like a little kid. He's so nervous. It's adorable.
Yeah, man, I'm sweating. My palms are sweating.
Right now. That's the grease from the tires you just swapped around.
Yes, let's not get started on that.
Phil, I've known you for a while now. I'm pretty close to the end. I'm watching you do some cool shit. You want to talk about the projects you got going on?
Or... projects I have going on?
Yeah. There's a project in the parking lot. I don't know if you want to talk about it or not.
I mean, we can. Yeah, I just recently bought a G35.
Okay.
Trying to get back into the swing of things. I got out of the car scene for a little bit. I was focusing
You really didn't. That S3 is still a car scene car.
Okay. Well, I mean, to rephrase this, I got out of the car scene as far as going and partaking with my car, but I've been heavily in the car scene with my photography and stuff like that. But definitely this year I want to come back into it because I miss it.
Okay.
I have a little project that's
nice.
Should be coming out this
year.
All right.
Phil thought he let go of the car scene. He really did not.
You can't.
If I had a dollar for it.
You can take Phil out the car scene.
For every single person.
You can't take the car scene out of Phil. You know what I'm saying?
You can't take the car to Phil. That made me think of the Jackass when they put the car inside.
If I had a dollar for every single person that tries to leave the car scene and comes back.
Oh, man.
I'll be a millionaire right now.
It's hard.
All right, so it's the number $1 million question we ask everybody when we interview them. What got you into this automotive scene to begin with?
Well, I was always like into cars. You know, you're a car guy. You start from when you're little, usually. Mm. But honestly, just my friends, man. It was just mostly I ended up getting a baby blue 370Z,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I really started going out and partaking in a lot of the car meets, especially when COVID was happening.
Okay.
A lot of the car scene just kind of grew, but no one really had things to do.
Okay.
And then I met Ant, and from there, it just kind of took off. We were actually wrapping my car. I don't know if you remember this. We were wrapping my car, and it was kind of it started raining. It was a little section we had left, and I had gotten a call to go to a magazine shoot.
Uh-huh.
And we finished it up, and I shot over there. I remember my car was so hot that when I got there, the model she burned her
butt.
Back end on
no,
my
no,
car.
No, you can say ass.
You can say ass.
No, you can say
she
ass.
She burned her ass on my car. And what was her name? Ruthless Savage, Jamie. She's an amazing model, a dope ass person too.
You plug her on IG.
Instagram.
Yeah, plug
Ruthless
her.
Savage on Instagram.
Especially if you burnt her ass, yeah.
Yeah, right. The least
it's
I can
only
do.
Fair. It's only fair.
I've seen her pose with Kermit. I've seen her pose with your car. I've seen her around. I've seen her in person a few times. I'm just a little bit intimidated to approach her because, like, she got this face like she don't fuck around. Like,
No.
She wouldn't take a joke very well.
Actually, she has a really nice personality.
I bet.
And definitely, she does have a little bit of intimidation sometimes when trying to walk up to somebody, especially like if you don't know the person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But she's very friendly. She's a wonderful person, definitely, for sure.
Okay. So, let's see, what else? What else?
I gotta ask.
Uh-huh, go for it.
As a photographer, of course, you got your favorites and you get your not so favorites, and then you get put in weird predicaments. And I know you shot the kid, the Say Less kid.
Say Less. Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot. What is it? Oh, the little AGs.
Yeah. He was funny.
Little AGs, yeah.
And I know you've been in certain rooms where bigger names have been.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite thing to do as far as photography goes?
Actually, you know what? When it doesn't really matter what I'm shooting,
mm-hmm.
but when someone is like as involved and passionate about it, it just makes the whole experience so much better. So honestly, it
makes
sense. Whoever I'm shooting or whoever owns whatever it is I'm shooting, it's like when they get involved in it, it just makes the experience that much better.
Oh, you know, so you put everybody in a pink bunny suit. That's good to know.
No, just you. That was just you. And that video is on
Instagram.
Oh, so
wait. He was he was the creative mind for the fucking
bunny
suit? Oh,
yeah. When he did that leg flick and he like humped the car,
yeah.
It took me like an hour to convince him to do that. But yeah, if you want to see the video, it's at
TKP.media. For him for like 2 years now. I've had that stupid shot of him as my caller ID.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite shot. And his dancing, by the way. Right?
No, well, the clap.
That was good. The humping in the air, that
was
good.
The choreography was
I like that.
Not TKP inspired. It was more directed by TKP. The choreography, you know, very difficult choreography. I would recommend, you know, an unprofessional person tries it because, you know, they could hurt themselves.
But then again, if you remember that day, I mean, we had a ton of laughs. I mean, we had a great time making that video.
And I sweated, laughed, and cried all one day.
Bro, it was a great time. And that's
I laughed so hard my cheeks started to hurt. And I got real tears out.
He got abs too the next day.
Yeah. Not a joke.
But definitely, like, you know, if you remember back, just the experience of the process, you know, it just made it that much better. And, you know, everything came out amazing. I'm really happy. That was probably one of the most fun that I had making a video, just because, like I was saying, like whoever you're doing the whole project with, it makes the project what it is. You know,
now,
it
really does. Now, when it comes to the media thing, yeah. What do you enjoy more when it comes to the videography of it or the photography?
By the way,
of it?
He's a nasty videographer. He's
I've seen his stuff. Nice. I've seen your stuff. You have very good edits.
Well, I like doing photography in a sense. I'm not going to lie, just because it's easier in a sense. Because like everything I do, I like to look at it from like an art standpoint, you know what I'm trying to say? So, like, I'm doing photography, I don't like just doing like a normal shoot, like, you know, like I like to add emotion, you know, into my pictures or something. So, I like to really try to get creative, and videography really lets me do that too. But the process of getting something that's worth it done, it's a project, you know what I'm saying? Like, to go and get all the scenes that you need and come home and edit
and
do all that stuff.
Color.
See,
yeah,
that's
it's a whole process.
He gets it.
I lost a lot of time to invest into those, you know, areas. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of like, you know, like with work and everything, I kind of like drew back to photography.
Okay.
You know, but then again, I don't like no simple photography either. I like doing a lot of light painting. I like really getting creative in anything.
Okay.
That I do.
Okay. Okay.
Like that picture I have of the Z33 back there in the trust land at my job, Phil took those shots and then edited them. And then chopped up 13 different pictures to figure out what looks the best lighting.
Okay.
13 or 12?
It was like 13 different pictures.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Merged them into one. It was pretty dope. I had a great time.
And how many shoots have you done already?
I've done a lot of shoots. So first, when I started photography, it was mostly with people. I was doing a lot of stuff with music. I did I did work with Trey Budden.
Okay.
Tyza, Jay Han from New York, a lot of stuff. I know these are probably names that are not too familiar, but, you know, they're pretty big out there.
Okay.
And I had fun. So I started in that, and I was doing a lot of music videos and things, and then it slowly transitioned back home to cars. That's kind of like where I started, and then I ended up back into cars and models too. Actually, one of my really good friends, E46 Tommy, another amazing photographer.
I know him.
Amazing
photographer. Yeah, I think we follow each other on the gram.
Yes, sir. Add him on Instagram, E46 Tommy. Great guy. He shoots models all the time.
But the shit he does is risque. I'm pretty sure he's had pushed 2 seconds
in
his face.
It's dope. The shots are dope, but it is very borderline.
It's
borderline fucking risky. I give him respect.
Yeah,
I give him a lot of fucking
credit.
You've
got to be a good guy, you know? But he actually put me on, and we went and did a photo shoot of, you remember that car? It was like Booty Patrol?
Yes, I do remember.
I remember that.
He took me out, and we went and shot that. And it was a other couple models, Lauren Starr and a couple other people that he brought me in and really, like, put me on and showed me a lot of things as far as taking pictures of people and using flash and a lot of stuff that I wasn't using. He really took me under, you know, his wing and showed me a lot of stuff. So I'm really grateful for that, because that definitely opened up a whole new, like, you know,
Horizon
to, you know, what I do, you know. So that definitely it was great. So now I feel like, you know, I've touched base in a lot of different things, but definitely I want to get back to the car scene this year for sure.
Now, is there a favorite type of photography you like to do? It doesn't have to be car related, but just something in general that you like more.
The boudoirs, the stills.
Honestly, bro, like, I mean, doesn't like shooting a beautiful model? I mean, like, that's, but like, it's what I love to do is light painting. I love light painting.
Shit.
You give me a dark room and my lighting and the camera, that is my favorite thing
to
do.
That's dope. Okay. That's pretty cool.
So now how many edited photos do you have in your hidden folder?
I try. put it this way, when me and my ex were living together, I had a separate hard drive that only came out certain times. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, you ain't trying to go through Lightroom and that pops up.
No,
you're opening a can of worms you don't want to open up. You're going to lose that one. So
yeah, you know, I tried, you know, to be professional about that.
All right, plug your OnlyFans on here.
Look at his face. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. I might have one. That's another story for another day.
That's fine. He hasn't told you about his Feet Finder page?
Why would you do that?
I guess there's...
What do you think pay for the paint job?
Why would you do that to him?
You know, I guess we both have some secrets we haven't been sharing.
$20 a toe, bro. He's running a special.
$20 a toe? You know this man got 11 toes. Yeah.
He'll be a rich man before the month. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Lord.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up. All right. What's your take on a car scene today?
My take on the car scene today.
I know. We're not reaching, but we're semi-reaching because you haven't been in the car scene for an X amount of time. But at least
no, his timeline's relevant.
No, okay, like I used to be big into the car scene before. Like back then, like I was really into the Honda game. And shout out Ghost Boy Aki on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following him since I was a little kid. I used to go out to like 1 and 9 and 440 and watch them race back with high boosts and
Tri-State Motorsports.
It's like I used to be high boost era.
Yeah,
okay. Like you know the Dunkin' Donuts on the 440. Yeah, I used to go that all the time. And I guess you know looking back at it, I was younger. And you're looking at all this stuff that's so cool. Mm. And so maybe the car scene felt like it was better back then. Because now, you know, like I'm 32 years old. And a lot of the meets I would go to now, like pop-up meets, it's a bunch of like little kids. And there's nothing wrong with little kids because I was once that little kid. You know what I'm saying? That's why I brought that up in the beginning. But so, I mean, the car scene might still be the same. But from my eyes and what's around me, I don't see a lot of older people going out as the same way they used to. Like the Dunkin' Donuts by my house when I was a little kid was packed like every night.
Well, it's just like, well, the stories I used to tell Snuff when Starbucks opened up in Edgewater, that became a world in itself. That was a scene from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Not in the sense of, you know, people racing, but everybody will get their cars polished, washed and waxed, looking gorgeous. Just for that Thursday night.
Yeah.
To park up in Edgewater, and the row of cars will go from Starbucks all the way to practically where Acme is now. It used to be Pathmark.
Driving range.
Okay. Just nothing but rows of cars.
And I feel like now.
And everything was modified, bro. There was
so
nothing
hard
stock.
To get those nice cars to come out.
Oh, well, I'll tell you why that is.
And I don't blame him either.
Yeah.
you get what I'm saying? Like, it's that is what I feel like has changed. I feel like back then everyone just wanted to be out. People would be out. You would see a lot more things.
You know what it is too?
Going to Dunkin' Donuts on a Friday night nowadays.
And even then, like I said, I don't know if it is now that, you know, you're older, quote unquote, wiser or whatever the fuck the case may be. When back then, same deal. I used to go to 440. Yeah. I used to check out the races happening on Westside Ave. But even then, there was not like, you know, rules, let's be for real, out the fucking window. But there was more of like a mutual respect, if that makes more sense.
Yes.
There was more, you know, okay, perfect example. You wouldn't see the one kid trying to send it and max somebody into the other side of 109 or West Side Avenue. You know what I mean? Like
you
wouldn't see that.
You didn't have to worry about having your car parked and you know,
and coming back and having your rear quarter panel missing.
You know, like come on.
Yeah. Like
I can say that because I own one, by the way.
But you know what I mean? There was that, I guess, that mutual respect. You can call it. I mean, whatever the fuck you want to call it, really. But there was that thing that everybody was just like, okay. We're going to stop traffic. We're going to at least make this stupidity as safe as humanly possible. Because I remember seeing the races on Westside Ave when Westside Ave was fully paved. As nobody
not
that
hard
listened.
To find.
But you used to see a quarter mile that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you used to see it there every either Friday night or Saturday night. I remember that. I remember the nights at 440.
I think that has a big thing to do with it, you know, is like almost like the safety of bringing your car out to a meet. And then there's also nowadays you have everybody with a pop and bang tune, just calling attention to all the cops. You drive anything down the street, it's like you're getting pulled over. And after a while, that gets annoying, you know?
Lot of the reason why, at least the ones that have semi-built or close to like the heavy hitter style cars that you see on IG or magazines or whatever.
In the parking lot.
That's why, or in the parking lot. That's why you don't see them cruising anymore.
No.
You'll see them cruise, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But they're like, you just saw Bigfoot.
Yeah.
They're fucking rare as shit. They're fucking rare as shit. Yeah. And even before that, I tell you the stories all the time. Before meets is a new term.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, it was just called cruise nights.
Yeah.
We'll either go to a diner or we'll go to a lot and we'll just hang out. We'll all pay like $2 to park our cars in there and they'll pay the food truck. And with those $2, they pay the food truck guy so he can be there and give us food. And then we even have like little mini show and have little mini trophies. It was like a bullshit thing to do in between the big show coming because everybody was like antsy as shit.
Bro, I can barely take my car to McDonald's, grab food, and park in the parking lot with, like, one of my friends because the cops come and tell us we have to leave. I'm like, bro, we're just sitting here eating. This is my car. It's not a meat. But it's, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
On 46.
That's the thing.
The McDonald's on 46. Bro, I go there. I park. Cops come. Whoa, what are you guys doing here? Bro, we're literally just eating. It's insane.
Big Mac, sir.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's a shame where it's come to, sadly. But I don't know. Let's see. I always have hope in the car scene. It's one of those things.
And I don't know if you guys remember, but like right when COVID happened and no one had nothing to do, the car scene actually wasn't too bad. A lot of people were just bored and coming out. And you saw like things were actually okay. It wasn't towards the end when like swinging it became popular, then takeovers, and where everything just went to shit.
Oh, everything went to
like,
shit quick.
In like yes. 4 weeks, it just was like, oh,
yep.
Fuck.
Yep. Yeah, it's true, but it's 100% true. Like at the same time, I get it. Everybody wants to get out. Everybody wants to have fun. You're bored in your house, whatever the fuck. It was a stupid pandemic that everybody had to go through. But just the level of stupidity that went through and that happened, because I do feel like towards the end, that middle stretch towards the end of COVID, of lockdown and all that shit, is when really the takeovers
started happening.
Really started getting stupid, by like stupid amount of levels.
Yeah, and it was like not even like it was like a takeover every other day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
there
what
was
I'm
literally
saying?
I would see a stupid flyer on Instagram Monday through fucking Sunday. Of a meat popping up in a cruise night or a swing it.
Some sort of society.
Something. Or everything was a fucking society or everything was a fucking thing. And I swear to God, I was just fucking going nuts. Like, Jesus Christ.
I remember I got so much shit one time. I'm not going to say who. He might be standing to my left. But was one time, I'm not going to say the name of the meat, but I went to this meat and it was a takeover meat in the Bronx or whatever. And I got so much shit. Oh, you participated in that? Like, I was like, all right, look, I was there. I went. You know what I'm saying? To like the parking lot meet in the beginning. And I was there chilling. And I made the video, but I wasn't swinging it. They recorded me driving through the parking lot. That was it.
You know how it goes, bro.
Oh, man.
They catch you on that.
I was guilty by association, bro.
You're guilty by association. It's something I always tell this fucker. Because at the end of the day, with the car that he built, even if it's with the simplest of intentions of just going because you just literally just want to hang out or you just want to hang out. Park your car somewhere and just enjoy the day. They can catch you parked. And then the next clip is somebody getting hit through a quarter panel of a Charger because that's usually what it is anyway. And they're just flying across the thing. That's it. Before you know it, the story changes so much, the stuff's the one that started the fucking meet. Because that's the way it goes. And this motherfucker just decided to take the car out to hang out.
Yeah, it's
and it sucks. And it sucks. And that's why we're so... Mostly me, because he's a lot more lenient. He's a lot more chill in the sense of the meets and the takeovers. You've gotten better now. I'm more anal.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more anal of it because I've been at this longer.
We've dumped people from the team for that.
And I've cut people off completely.
Yeah.
And even newbies I've cut off.
You know we've had newbies and SEMA cars.
We've had SEMA cars.
Yeah.
And everybody's mostly like, oh my God, SEMA car. I'm like, what the fuck good are you to me? If you're fucking swinging it. God forbid something happens. Because guilty by association, like you just said.
It's going to come back. It's going to reflect on you.
And not even that. like I've always said, something happens, God forbid, with a logo on the windshield. That's what I have to protect by all means necessary, even when I don't want to, because I find it, you know, oh my God, this is so tiring.
Pedantic.
But you have to.
Yeah.
Because God forbid something happens, that fucking cop isn't going to remember your face. Mm-mm. Or the color of the car.
Oh, you know what? I have an amazing thing to say right now that it ties right into this perfectly.
Mm.
My 370Z, all right? And this is a true story. Mm. I was actually with E46 Tommy when we went to go do the booty patrol shoot. We went up, I think it was Connecticut or whatever.
Jesus
Christ. I don't remember. We went there to go do the shoot. When we got back to my house, back to Tommy's house, my car was gone. I thought somebody stole it. I was scared.
What?
I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? I called the police station. No one heard of it, nothing. I literally thought it got stolen. Someone ended up telling me that they saw it on the back of a tow truck. So I was calling tow yards and stuff, and then I found it.
What?
I forgot what police station it was. It was right. It was at Tommy's house or wherever, like wherever he lives. It was by like Fort Lee area in a sense. But the cop, he said he impounded my car because I had fake plates, which was completely not true. It was a temp tag from my friend's dealership. My friend actually called them, and it was like a whole thing because like he was trying to he proved to me that it was not fake temp tags. It was all legit. The cop didn't give me no ticket, and I didn't have to pay to get the car taken out the tow yard. He leans over to me before I'm walking away, and he said, "You shouldn't have your IG name on your car if you do those swingy things."
That's wow. Why he impounded my car. But you know, fucking
he looked at my
wow.
car, saw the temp tag, saw my IG on the side of it, looked it up, and just said, "You know what? Let me have fun with this kid."
In
just because I had things posted in my car.
That's a
that was not even as sending me. A lot of it was on private property and shit.
But and granted, from an outside view, yeah. They're not going to know the difference. So, they're not even going to ask you.
Right,
you know,
back to it. Guilty by association.
Guilty by association. That's an even better. That's the best fucking example I think I've ever heard in my life doing this.
We were talking about your colors. I'm thinking satin, chrome, red.
Wow, that is out of left field, my
completely.
Friend.
What the flying fuck, man?
He's more. You probably like, more
see,
into this than
behind
me.
The scenes, we've been going back and forth and throwing bouncing ideas off Phil for his new little project car. But, you know, apparently Snuff
so
was having
Anthony
an aneurysm
wants,
in the side.
Anthony wants salted caramel, right? That's what it's called, right?
Salted caramel, but I'm telling you.
A your
salted
old wrap?
Caramel, basically his old wrap with his old wheels. I'm thinking I really wanted to go.
Thanks
with,
for
like,
tuning in, guys. I'll be here next week.
I want to do the like new Accord blue, that dark deep blue with bronze wheels. That's what I wanted to do. So let us know, you know,
in the poll.
In the
yeah,
poll,
you know what? I'll put it up as a poll tonight.
Which
I'll,
one
I'll
you
do
think
that
is better?
Solid. I'll
salted
do that
caramel
solid.
With the red wheels, bronze wheels with the Accord blue
do,
on
do
it.
Do you have the G posted up on your IG yet or
no? No, I haven't took any pictures. There's some on my story, but nothing, you know.
Okay,
I'm waiting
okay.
for it to get.
Well, whatever.
You know,
it's
somewhere.
A red G35, so. Let's see if we can bounce some cool color combos for him, and I'll let you know what the polls are.
Satin, chrome, red.
Satin, though?
Who had that color?
You.
Satin, chrome, red?
Satin, chrome, red. I don't like nothing chrome.
It's not real chrome.
I don't like chrome in the name of
it's
my colors.
It's Louis' old color.
And who's Louis?
Oh, man. You had to hit me right there. Rest in peace to my boy
oh,
Louie.
Oh, with the V.
Or Uncle Louie.
Uncle Lou.
With the old V.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
You
okay,
know what?
Okay.
I think we should do that. If no one in the polls come out with a color combo that I like, I think maybe we should do something for Louie.
Yeah.
That'll be a... That, you know what?
Yeah, you told
if
me
no
about
If no one in the polls
Louie.
Come
you
out with
me,
a better
I never
color
met him,
combo,
but you're the one that told me about
that's
Louie.
Probably what we should do. Do something for Louie.
Do you have an old picture of the car? What it looked like?
I actually do on my Instagram.
Also,
I
got Louis' picture on my refrigerator, the black and white picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's Louis.
I got it in my wallet.
Oh, okay. If I'm not mistaken, I think I spoke to him because he wanted to do something to the car one time or...
Oh, he wanted to do retrofits on the taillights.
Or something like that. I forgot what exactly he wanted.
You know what's
to do.
Sad?
What?
If you would see the RGBs going on now, I think he'd probably wind up with a set.
Probably.
Man.
Probably. So, I've been,
look, that's the color.
I've been... Oh.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
Beautiful. What is that color again?
Satin chrome red.
Satin chrome red. I'm going to post that on my IG story in case you guys want to see it. TKP.media. I'm going to post it on my story right now.
I mean, honestly.
Right? That's
well, me,
color.
To be honest, I've always, he'll vouch for me. I always work with what I got. Mm-hmm. That's always been my mentality. So that's why I always told you, your red's fine. Work with it. I know you want to change the color or whatever, but that's why I'm like, it's fine. Work with it.
Yeah.
But this is nice.
It is nice.
And it is.
And it is still red.
And it's still red.
But it's another.
Your best friend is going to be gloss black, you know, trims, stuff like that, and carbon fiber.
It's going to be pretty much the same as Louis, but in a G35. I think that's a really nice idea.
To be honest.
And I've never seen that color in that car.
I'm feeling it.
Never.
I am feeling it. I don't think I've ever seen a G in that color, to be honest. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think I have.
Yeah.
But regardless, I'll put up the poll anyway, just for.
And you got the Brembos.
Yeah.
He was very avid on the Brembos.
He was. Well, yeah, put it up on the poll. We'll see if anyone comes up with any, you know, dope color combos. And if not, I think I might go with this.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Nice job.
You came out
of left field.
You have your moments. That's why I keep you around.
It was better than my ideas when I take a shit. Usually I'm sitting on the toilet and I get some weird ideas. You're even worse. You take a shower.
I'm worse. I get my ideas in the shower.
Where do I get my ideas? But honestly, they just hit me like out of left field. Just like, you know, I'll be in the middle of doing something. I'm just like, oh, something from last week just pops into my head. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. But then I forget it again and it takes another week. It will pop back in my head.
That's my favorite.
So now with the new project, what is your, it's another $1 million question I'd like to ask everybody because I love their feedback. What's your, I guess, end goal with the project car? Or where do you see yourself?
I think that's a better question because end goal, a lot of times you start walking that road and you end up somewhere else.
Oh,
you
know, fucking believe me.
We've all been there. Honestly, for this season, and I might not have it all done by this season, so I might
stretch it out
next season, but I really just kind of wanted to get, you know, the wrap, get the car cosmetically sound because I just bought it. There's a lot of maintenance and little things that need to be done to it. So I want to get it mechanically sound. I want to get the car wrapped. I want to get the coils on it.
Okay.
And I want to get the outside looking, you know,
respectable.
Mm-hmm. And then once that's done, I'm going to start tearing into the interior and the motor. So that should be, you know, maybe like 2 seasons from now.
Okay.
And I would like to boost it.
Okay.
That would be, you know, probably the end result. Nothing crazy. I ain't going to go crazy with the motor.
I'm going to help you out right now.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want you to make the same mistake I almost did. If you get a crate motor from GM for $3,000 or a little bullshit motor from GM, get an LS.
Hear me out.
And swap it. It's going to cost you anywhere from 2 to 7. To boost your car, it's going to cost you anywhere from 5 to 7. With that other motor, you'll be on the
bottom end of my reliability. With the boosted, I'll be on the top end of my reliability.
Correct.
But the sound. I'm going to be honest. This is not going to be a car I'm racing. You know what I mean? This is not going to be a go-fast car. This is going to be a car to enjoy quality time with my friends and do things. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to like it if you get smoked.
Well, you know.
You're not going to be having fun.
This is the thing. There's always somebody out there that's faster than you. If that's the way you're going to live your life, you're going to be a very unhappy person. You know what I'm trying to say?
I am not happy at all.
Well, you know, like I just said, it depends how we choose to live our lives.
Yeah.
So to me, like, I just want to be happy. And with me, it's being with my friends and just being comfortable in what I'm in. So as long as I get the car to that point, it is a win-win for me. You know what I'm saying? I get time with my friends. I get to be out there. I get to do something that I love, you know, in something that I love. So, you know, it'll be a win-win. But I was thinking that to go that route, and I might. Who knows? But I do love the sound of the turbo. Yeah, with the turbos on. Oh my, it sounds so good because you get like that VQ sound in the beginning, and then you just get that turbo sound at the end. You know, I love it. Oh, it's great.
Okay.
You weren't expecting that.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at all. But that's pretty good. That's a pretty good answer. Most of the time, I get the, I want to be on the cover of a video game, or
I already made the cover of a magazine. Let's not forget that.
He's already done that.
I've made the cover of a magazine, and I've been in 2 or 3 issues, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, and I had to pay for the magazines that I was on. You believe that? But yeah,
it's a true thing. No, wait, he's not joking.
And
a true thing.
Yeah,
and
you do. And I was actually kind of pissed because I don't know where they are, but I could always reorder them, the issues. But I did that.
Wait, what magazine was it?
Fast Life.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah. Fast Life, okay.
You know, and to me, it's pretty cool. You look back 20 years from now, like, oh, you know, tell your grandkids, your sons, yo, I was on the cover of a magazine with my car, you know? So that was something cool, you know, to check off the bucket list.
It is, it is.
When our kids buy that 2018 Civic and they're like, dude, I know it's old, but it's cool, right? And you're like, fuck that piece of shit.
But that is the truth. That is that is. It's funny he even said that because I remember S3 magazine when they did the shoe with blue, and they were like, I was like, oh, can I get a few magazines? Because obviously you're proud of your shit. You want copies to keep for yourself. And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's like, you know, $5 on issue. I was like,
$5 an issue?
I mean, this was back then, bro. $5 an issue for a magazine.
What did you pay? 17.
Bro, I don't know, because I ordered like 5 copies.
But I remember that thing. I was like, no, I'll send you the bill.
I lost them all anyway.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yo, I only have my heads attached to my body. Today I managed to lock both of my car keys, all right, for 2 different cars inside of 1 car at work. Couldn't leave for lunch, couldn't do nothing. You know, that's just the type of guy I am. I live an adventurous life. I get myself into problems.
It's a good thing you got
a friend. Anthony's got to come fix them, you know, so it works out well.
Okay, but you know what? That's a pretty good thing. Honestly, the LS thing is...
And to be honest, it wasn't even that hard. I just did the same thing like, you know, I'd do any other ex-girlfriend, shoved a wire coat hanger in it.
Wow.
And got the keys out.
Send your hate mail at...
Yes!
Hate mail at z4lifestyle.com.
I have to call for that one, huh?
Ah, okay. Not bad though. Not bad.
Nope.
You got any other ones you wanna throw at him?
We've been doing this for quite some time. What's a dream build for you?
A dream build for me.
What's it look like?
What platform? I try not to think about it because I can't afford it.
So, you know, makes you sad.
Yeah, it just kind of makes you feel.
He's gonna sit in the car when we all go home. He's just gonna cry for a little bit and then go home.
My favorite dream.
Starts punching the chair.
Build.
Man. No, if you could make a dream build in your head right now.
Yeah. What would it
platform,
be?
What platform, what, everything, come on.
Money wouldn't be an issue.
You hit the lottery tomorrow.
Honestly,
this is a good one because normally some people would be like, oh, Lamborghini or something.
Nah, it wouldn't be a Lamborghini. I really like the old Skylines, to be honest.
Wow.
I would really like to have, you know, a build with one of those.
What
one
gen?
Day.
What gen? You just triggered him and he wants to hit you. What generation Skyline?
You might have a 3 and a 3 on it.
Wow.
All right, that's good.
You know what?
To answer everything.
But I give you that.
The one build that I would love to fucking have is a wide body old school Porsche. For sure. Hands down.
Wow.
Wide body old school Porsche.
No, it was not. You gotta remember, half the time we've gotten.
Can't afford that.
You know, no, but we've gotten crazier shit. Like, oh, I want a McLaren. You're like, okay, whatever. It's hypothetical, but you're just like really fucking shooting it up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you said built, not bought, so.
There we go, exactly.
You know, old school.
So the old school white body Porsches.
Or an R33. I thought you were gonna say like the boxy old school Skyline. Me and him have had this debate if you listen to the podcast.
I'm old school. I'll go older than you.
No, I can't.
I like the boxy. I like the boxy style.
The
with the mirrors on the
one,
fender.
Yes. And with the oil.
Yes.
With the oil thing with the wires.
Bro,
yes.
All day.
Yeah, I mean,
all day.
Bro, I do love those. Those are beautiful cars.
I would love that.
But I would probably choose the R33 over it just because it was just something I've liked
my whole
life.
I have to ask you a second question. What do you identify as?
Me? Dope. Dope. But nah, I mean, why would you not like that car? That's a better question. Why do you not like it?
It's boxy, slow, pretty heavy. It's not as slow as people think it really is.
It's not but to me, it's not about.
It's not comfortable. There's nothing appealing about it.
It's like driving an old fucking car. What fucking old car is comfortable, bro?
Actually, there's a lot of old cars that.
Don't say Cadillac. Because those don't count. Those are comfy. I'm talking about other ones.
No. You just ask me a question. I get ready to answer it and you can weigh my answer. That's like, what color is your shirt? Can't say blue. Can't say blue. What
you're
color
so
is
your
stupid.
Shirt?
No, you take away the fucking fun of it. But when it comes to old school cars, like, and feeling it back in the day, I would say maybe like, I wouldn't do anything like that boxy. I would do like a Celica probably.
Jesus
if we're going for that
Christ.
Year.
Wow, really? A Celica?
You guys are looking at me like I'm an asshole. What's up?
Yeah.
A fucking celica? Look
over an old Skyline, really?
The feel of the car is better. The old school
of
Toyotas.
An old Celica.
The old school Toyotas, the GT86s type deal. That's...
Okay, so the...
Yeah, but the first GTRs were not as refined as people think they are, dude. I promise you.
Well, I mean, well,
get
like,
around one.
It's not, like I said, it's not something that I would go and probably spend my money on if I wanted to build one, but if someone gave me one, I'd be really happy.
If you're a millionaire,
yeah,
you buy one?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
I would say...
Honestly, I'll do the same. I'll do the oil cooler mod
just
with the
one
wires
million?
Coming through.
No, millionaire.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of to spare. Yeah, for sure. Buy two of them. Why not?
I wouldn't. I couldn't see myself wasting that kind of... If I'd rather blow my nose.
You know what? I don't even think I can fit in that thing. Let's be honest.
Dude, it's going to be
I'll probably have my head out the sunroof and both arms out the... You know what Vic told me today? He's like... By the way,
Victor is a coworker who has a
yes.
CRV.
A CRV, yeah.
Nice.
A
fully JDM.
Nice. But anyway, so we went out for lunch.
Shitty butt, we love you.
The other day. And he's like, oh, I know how you choose your cars now. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, if you can't reach the passenger door with your hand, you don't want it, do you? Because I don't know, I always end up in small cars. Yeah, I like small cars. I'm not too big of a...
Oh, tell them with the chair.
You know, a boat. A chair.
Tell them with the chair what we had to do with the chair.
Oh, Lord. So when I bought the G35, I keep saying Z, by the way, to everybody. I'm like, when I bought the Z, I keep saying Z. I got G. You know? All right, so when I got the G, I got in it.
You have a luxury version of my car.
And I almost broke my neck because the seat was all the way up. And when I got in there, my neck was literally, like, twisted, like, to get... Because my head was, like, literally, like, in the roof.
The guy he bought it off
was in
like
the roof.
4 or 5. And feels like 6 through 4.
I don't know. Too much for that car. So I'm driving home, and every bump I hit,
one
it was
speed
just like
bump
in my neck, and I'm like, so we couldn't I couldn't do it. So I came back to where we were, to the warehouse, and I was like, we need to fix this. We took the seat out, and I guess what happened is whoever owned the car for like the beginning of its life rocked the seat all the way down. The connectors and the wires got so hard over time.
It broke off.
When someone lifted the seat up, it probably snapped the wires. So we ended up getting two wires, stripped both of the ends, put it inside the plug, and tapped the other two on a drill battery, and then the seat just winded down.
Wow.
Yeah,
where'd you learn that from?
Actually, me. It was his idea.
Yeah,
that
was my
that was
idea.
Good.
You know,
that
I come
good.
Up with a lot of good ideas
that was
sometimes.
Good.
Sometimes. A lot of bad ones, but, you know, fun ones, though. But but this time I had a good one. And, yeah, it worked, and now I can drive without, you know, looking like I got scoliosis.
It was so good.
He said scoliosis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I might take you up on those door panels, but only when the car looks more appropriate. Just so I can get that extra 3 inches. Because, I'm a little tight in the car. So I might do it just for that.
Okay. So, I mean, I'll look pretty nice on the car
also,
anyway.
Also, if you go to any Harry's, there's 4 G35s at every single fucking Harry's you go to.
Mm-hmm. Just about.
Either any one of them. And they live there. Like... They just replenished again and again and again and again and again and again and again. So if you want to go buy brand new door cards, you can probably find them at Harry's.
Yeah, we can go there and take a look at it. But you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yes. The flat ones where
the
we can
flat,
do the art
exactly.
on it and all that fun shit.
Yeah, well, more like fit in the car with it.
Yes.
You know, that's where,
no, but
that's
the idea behind
I'm
that is also
with
to
it.
Throw artwork on them that is personal
I mean,
to you.
Yeah.
Or you can wrap it the same color as the outside and have a color match door card.
Oh. Now you having good ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
they're
that'd
not
be
bad.
Pretty dope. That'd be pretty dope. Food for thought.
And then what I've seen, there was actually, if I'm not mistaken, it was a 240.
Mm.
The woman had chrome wrap on the door. So
okay.
She was, yeah. Like mirror chrome wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing her makeup against her door. Crouched down. And you could see the picture of her doing the lipstick. With the door open.
That's pretty dope.
I was like, that's a smart idea.
When I did the photo shoot, my friend Josue, his wife Gio has like a full carbon body,
it's fine.
A full
carbon
body GSF.
Yes.
Beautiful car. And when I did the photo shoot for her, it was actually her idea, so I can't steal it. But I took a picture of the car through her glasses. You saw the picture?
Yeah, I
loved
the way it came
out. That's a cool
out.
Shot.
Great,
those are cool
great
shots.
Shot.
Now, going back to a little bit of the photography game for you.
Okay.
Is there anything you have not had a chance to shoot that you would like to shoot? Or like a technique that you haven't had a chance
to
do
yet? Yes, you know
yet?
What? Look, I'm going to put this out here. I don't like shooting at car shows. Because
I can't
control
the environment
and the lighting. And then it's like whenever you get a nice angle of a car, there's another car parked right next to it or this or that. And like I said from the beginning,
you got to get really creative.
I really like to have creativity and emotion and stuff in my pictures. So it is really hard to get anybody with a nice car to come out and shoot. It is hard. Like there's a lot, because I love shooting. There's times where like my schedule is free and I'll reach out to people. And it's like, it is like so hard to get anybody with a nice car to come out and shoot. And I don't know what it is. I like to chalk it up to the fact that they get so much attention to begin with that when they go out to car meets, there's so many people flocking over the cars, taking pictures that they're getting something and they're like, oh, this is great. You know what I'm saying? And they're happy
without trying too hard.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're happy with that. And another thing is a lot of times you'll reach out to people, but hey, you know, can I shoot your car? And they think you want money. You know, so a lot of times I have to really be like, hey, listen, you know, I just want to shoot your car for free. And even then,
no shit,
it is
really
hard to get people to come out and shoot. It really is. Back to what we were just saying before, people with nice cars don't want to come out no more. It's so hard to get people out.
Understandable.
I can literally go on my IG and say, hey, who wants a free photo shoot? And I'll have a bunch of Rust Buckets, Civics, a bunch of, like young kids with, like, you know, I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but it's like you haven't put no level of work or blood, sweat, and tears into your car, bro. And I'm not trying to say it's a shit bucket or nothing like that, you know. But you haven't got.
You know what? You know what the issue is that we've lost. I feel like, and it's the level of like the build and the stages, because you get the ones that. There's a few people you could talk to and they understand the blood, sweat, and tears you put into a car. You can have a conversation about body shops and what, and you could be there for an hour. You could be there for 2 hours and you could go back and forth, be like, oh, and this happened to me. And I'll tell, you know, and before you know it, there's like a caliber and a level that you get to. And I feel like with just generation, with cars being more modern, they come with a lot more things that back in the day I had to install.
Yeah.
In the aftermarket world. If I wanted a remote start, I had to do it myself. Alarm, I had to do it myself. Roll up windows up and down.
You wanted LEDs inside your car.
Ambient lighting.
Know, anything. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Ambient lighting, aftermarket created it. GM and Honda, everybody could suck a nut. They got that shit from us. I hate to break it to them. It was a freebie. And they just took it and made it, obviously, you know, better, quote unquote. But you have all these new generations coming out with this stuff now. All they do is spend money on one tune for pops and bangs.
And some suspension.
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about?
And they got a car.
I'm the next car going to SEMA. No, you're not. You have a Civic that.
Foose, motherfucker.
No, you're not. Your exhaust looks like an HDMI port. What are you talking about? Stop it. Bro, stop it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like people have lost that, like, that filter of, no, I wanna get lowering springs, or I wanna get coils, and I'm gonna look for wheels.
I actually remember this one time, I was actually with this girl, Lauren, and we went to go eat at a K-Pot in Union, and I'm sitting there in the parking lot, because we had about, like, 30 minutes to wait for our seat was called, and there was, like, I forgot what it was. Honestly, it looked like an old Torsell, it looked like. And I mean, the car was like old, and I mean, none of the stuff he really had on the car was like nice. The car was like a complete, you know, piece of shit in a sense. But you can tell it was his piece of shit. Like, he had pride for that car. It had stuff done to it. He was out there with a little shitty camera trying to take pictures of this car. And when I approached him, because I had my camera in the car, I'm like, yo, you want to take some pictures? And he saw my camera set up. He's like, yeah, he got all excited. I had so much fun there shooting that car. Just because, like I said from the beginning, it what makes, you know, the whole, like, I don't even know how to say it, like, the whole situation, the whole process,
right,
the photo shoot.
The ambiance of the
exactly,
shoot.
Is when the person
has,
you know,
a soul
is
to
enjoy,
them, yeah.
enjoying it too. When you can see the passion that they have for it, and you show them a picture and like, yo, that looks crazy, or what, you know, That brings you know,
it's the sour candy?
No, I'm good.
No, I don't want
it's the appreciation.
Hear me chewing like a cow.
It's the appreciation. That's exactly. Pretty much what it comes down to.
And, you know, and
so I get it.
And that's what it comes down to is like when a lot of people, when they put that into their car, it shows. You know what I'm trying to say? It shows. Mm-hmm. So like everyone has different tastes in the car world. You know what I'm saying? So like, to me, it's like I've shot in cars that are not like, you know, beautiful cars. Right. But just the, you know, like I said, the process of doing it was so enjoying. You know, I enjoyed myself a lot just because everyone and it was passionate. I was passionate about my photography. Mm. He's passionate about his car, and everything just came together. You know, and then nothing. I remember like when I first showed you the pictures I took of your car, like the look on your face and everything. Like that's what I love. You know,
right.
Like when I can sit there and put 10 hours into editing something, and I show something to someone, and they're like, "Wow, man, I really like this." You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the best. You know, and unfortunately, it's hard to do that if the car's not up to caliber as well, because there's only so much shining a turd you can do.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. There's only so much shine to a turd you can do, so that is true to a certain extent.
Well,
but
you can wet sand it and polish it.
Still a turd.
We'll get to that in a moment. But you know what? It is a good recipe that you have. Mm-hmm. I have to give you that. Not a lot of people have that type of mentality or that type of recipe, you just said, in terms of media and like shooting cars and the way to go about it to shooting cars. So I give you that. I do give you that.
Because
I know a lot of photographers.
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
And nowadays, photography is not like what it used to be.
Oh,
nowadays,
no. Forget about it.
You go, you spend $3,000, $4,000 on a camera, you put on auto mode, and you go out to a car meet, and you take pictures, and then you upload those pictures onto Lightroom, you buy a bunch of presets that are already done, and you put them in, and you're a photographer now. And you got these people running around thinking they're photography, and then you tell them, hey, what's aperture? Oh, aperture? I don't know. What's your f-stop at? I don't know. And they know nothing about photography. Nothing at all.
It's very
true. You know what I'm saying? So that also, like I said, it starts watering things down. And it makes it hard to reach out and find people to shoot. Because everybody has a camera nowadays.
Yeah.
Even your iPhone can take good enough quality pictures.
Perfect example. Look at the
average person is happy with.
I'm going to go piss off Phil and show him what I just bought.
What did you buy?
Well, you know what?
He bought lenses for his iPhone, didn't he?
No, not for his iPhone.
Thank God.
I would not let him. I would not be his friend. I would not be his friend if he did. The thing is this. We do Media Day. Even before him joining, I've been doing Media Day for the Philly show and the New York Auto Show for years now. And I walk around with the 30-pound goddamn backpack with the lenses and the DSLRs. But that has been my go-to.
Hold on.
Look at your face. It's hilarious.
All right,
that has been my go-to.
It's a gimbal with the 4K 4K camera on it. Well, hold on. Here's where it gets really cool.
A gimbal with a 4K camera on it. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It shoots up to 4K is what he meant to say.
The iPhone?
No, not for iPhone.
The gimbal?
The gimbal legit has a camera on the gimbal?
Yes. It can shoot still and it can shoot up to 4K.
Okay.
But to get crispy B-roll and to get the nice shot while you're walking or running...
So you could see what the fuck's going on so you don't got Tourette's. I had to buy. Forced to.
You were forced.
And this goes on the side of it instead of the phone. So you can actually see true colors and all that shit. And as it's recording, you can adjust on the go.
That has been my go-to setup for years. He's come along with me for Media Day. And he's brought his...
Mm-hmm.
Some gear. And
my hands are shaky. What? Motherfucker, what? My hands are shaky. Yes. It's like I'm taking pictures, still pictures. Like, I'm taking moving things and my hands, purple. Happy birthday.
You get the famous arm fatigue.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
I used to, when I first started, I used to take a lot of pictures on my phone. And then I remember someone gifted me a GoPro, and I started using that. And I have a couple of pictures I'm trying to look for right now on my Instagram that I took.
The GoPros can actually take some pretty legit photos, to be honest. People sleep on those damn things when it comes to photos.
Yeah, like, it was a lot of editing
involved,
but I mean, the picture cam
I have?
Amazing. I can't find it.
Same thing. Those, if I wanted to use that as an actual camera, they take some really fucking crispy photos.
Really?
The thing is, they're really aimed for, you know, you put it in something and you chuck it and you get the shot and it bounces off the wall and it doesn't break. It's not like a DSLR. You're not going to take your mirrorless and like chuck it against the wall.
And also, remember when I used to do the vinyls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did a Lambo too. I don't know if you remember that. Shout out to Zenith, New Jersey, Exotic Car Rentals.
I like that.
Oh, man.
I like that a lot.
But that's I'm proud of him. He's upgrading the gear.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Listen.
You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it when you start shooting your car.
All I'm saying is the Javits, I probably bought the most expensive camera you ever touched in your life.
Oh,
just about. Yeah, just about.
I saw what you was working with. He was packing that day. For real.
And full Tourette's. Full Tourette's mode.
And then Philly was even worse. I brought a third arm.
The arm, you.
I did a lot of.
But you want to know what? I hate doing Philly's media day. I will always stand by it. I really wish they would stop bringing in the
people,
the public. Because media day, they throw it with everybody else.
Quick question. How long did it take you guys to edit that?
Oh, man. The videos take me about a week.
About a week.
To go through everything. Because let's say, for example, I mean, you know how it goes. You'll shoot maybe like a gig, 2 gigs worth. And out of like 200, 300 shots, you end up using like 40.
Bro, like sometimes, like for example, like that video like we did of your car, I mean, I probably had like 2 hours worth of video that I got to chop down into a minute.
A minute and make it worth it.
Well,
and then, but the good thing is,
10 minutes of dancing and 2 seconds of video.
But you know what the cool thing is about having all that backup? That if you're bored one day,
you can go back.
And you want to go back and remix something and completely do something new, you can because the footage is there.
And that's kind of what I did because the original video that we did, if you remember, was part of a giveaway that I was doing.
Yes.
So the original video was like in the 2-3 minutes. And then I chopped it down to make reels. And to keep, you know, the content a little smaller. And it worked out. So yeah, I definitely know, you know, what you're trying to say. But it is a lot of work to go through that.
Man.
It is. There's a lot of work. And a lot of people, they don't realize that. And then also, the reason why I was asking is because the camera you guys were using, I mean, that has a hell of a video file. It has big files. You know what
you're
I'm saying?
Telling
to have
me.
A computer that could render, you know what I'm saying, in 8K is...
My fans are screaming at me.
You gotta, like, put it in front of the air conditioner, you know?
Yeah.
I know. It's wild.
I remember when I loaded the files in, well, for the New York one, when I loaded everything in, Final Cut crashed. So I had to go back into it and fucking load everything back in it again. So trust me, yes, it's not. That's why I respect it and I know. I just know.
Come on, throw away a trash can.
Please, for the love of God.
I'm trying.
So I know.
Hard.
Don't worry.
I wanted to show you something that I actually did for my friend at EuroWorks. I do custom logos and stuff like that too. I cannot find anything when I want to find it. I cleaned up my Instagram like a year ago, or not even a year ago, and like now, like everything that I want to go and find, I can never find.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I'll show you another time, but you can see I want to do something similar like this for you. That's why I wanted to show you.
Go for it.
Hopefully, I was like, oh, you know, you might like it.
What are you going to do for
him?
You know there's a vinyl cutter at home, right?
No, it's not vinyl cutter. Oh, here it is. So I...
Go for it.
You saw that?
And lost it.
So, like, for example, I did this for a mortgage company.
Okay.
So I had custom logos, and this was for my boys at EuroWorks. Fucking vinyl right here.
That came out actually pretty good.
Yeah, there's another one with another black Porsche. That one came out pretty
That's
nice.
Too. That's nice.
Yeah, so I do
Not
some
bad.
Stuff like that too. So send me your logo and I'll whip something up for you when I get home.
I'm down. Cook something up and we can use it for a little
for
bit
sure.
for a few things. I'm down.
You know, I wasn't going to leave you guys empty handed. You know, I come with some gifts.
I like this.
And now, off to the lovely second part of this lovely episode.
All right, guys.
Ugh.
There's a second part?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we usually shoot up the shit and see where it goes.
What do we got time-wise? So I know we got time for this.
54.
All right, guys. That's all I got for today.
Hold it for the next one?
Yeah. We'll hold it for the next one because we'll give the full story later.
Okay. That's right.
But we're going to tell you right now, the Z is home.
Finally. Lord.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. I already know what he's talking about. We ain't got time for that.
We definitely don't have time for that.
Next one.
And yeah, we need to see how it
And I need to be here for that one. I want to hear that one. I want to hear that one. I am ready.
So, yeah, no.
Did we just adopt a second co-host?
It sounds like it. But we are going to be discussing the famous, for everybody that builds a car, and the body shop prison.
Dude, body shop prison is
it's
a real
no
thing.
Fucking joke, and it's happened to everybody. So I can already see the eye rolls from everybody listening that's putting their cars in the body shops and trying to get them done for certain shows and certain things and all that. And
then you're gone for 8 months.
So
October, November, December, January, February, March. We're in April, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's half a year, dude.
Yep. So let's see a few little knickknacks we still need to take care of. So, but yeah, should be a good sneak peek into next week's episode.
Mm-hmm. What's new on the website?
Jesus Christ, there's a lot more lights.
Yeah, dude, he has let's just say it this way. This motherfucker's trying to be the Swiss Army knife of retrofits, and he doesn't know how to stop himself.
It sucks. And I'm finally feeling it a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired.
We had C4 day at Times
Square. Yes. Thank you for that. Yes. I forgot about that. That was by far the dopest thing ever.
Expensive hot dogs we'll ever eat in our fucking lives.
Jesus Christ. I still can't believe I paid $20 for a fucking hot dog and a pretzel. Oh, my God. And it didn't even have salt on it.
Was it a hot dog or like an Italian sausage?
Man, I wish. I wouldn't even complain if it was an Italian sausage.
Hot dog.
Christ.
Dude, it was so expensive, he was sucking it. He wasn't even biting it.
He didn't want to. I had to make it worth it. I had to make it worth it at that rate.
The bread was gone. It was sweet. Hell!
What are you doing? Oh, mind your business. $20.
Hot dog went from red to white.
But yes, it was the first time ever four ads in one day in the middle of Times Square. So two video ads and then two ads on the opposite side of the street on the billboard.
I didn't even get to see these ads.
No, well, you gotta follow us on Instagram.
You gotta.
I didn't get to see these ads,
bro.
My phone hasn't even had battery for the last day.
So we have a few things,
pipeline.
In the pipeline, I always like surprising. I really don't say much. I just do it and then be like, surprise, bitches.
Don't forget, guys. There is merch up on the website.
We're gonna have. Actually, we do need to
update.
Finish up the podcast apparel line.
You want to do it after this?
So, no, definitely not. I'm going to go home after this because I still have orders to do. That's the way life...
Oh, my God, your life is so hard. You have to make money.
That's the way that goes. But we are going to have the poll question up for Phil's build. So, in case any crazy color combinations, feel free to post it up. Sorry, Apple guys. This is the poll's only for Spotify users and listeners. You know, it's one of those things. You can always hit us up at C4 Lifestyle Media. You can go to C4Lifestyle.show for the podcast. And plug your IG one more time.
Well, my IG is TKP Media.
There we go. So give him a follow, show some love, send him some dick pics, whatever. He takes it all.
Just in case, it's TKP.media. There you go. I really want to receive the dick pics. So TKP.media. All right, remember that.
Touche. I give that. All right, that's pretty much it. As always, boys and girls, thank you everybody for listening. As always, keep it custom, my friends, because life's way too short to stay stock.
Follow your dreams.
Later, babe.